The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the 5 o'clock happy hour. It's coming very soon, and a couple of fine guests. They include Ben Wickler. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. He's going to join us from the top of the happy hour. And Dom always comes around, even most Fridays these days. So we're expecting Dom and Ben Wickler. Please stick around. You could be next, though. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, man?
Hey, thanks, brother. You're not a coward, as inferred by Colin Austin, who posted that out on the web page or on the Facebook page. But ask the host if maybe we should ban the Bible, like ban the Bible based on this, the Song of Solomon. Is actually might be just as risque as Sheena Easton's "Sugar Walls" from back in the early '80s. That was a track that was pretty explicit, and the Song of Solomon is even more so. And maybe ask if you could sign up for the Tucker Carlson testicle tanning franchise to see what the cost would be to get on that, because maybe that would actually raise their hackles a little bit and make them embarrassed.
Do you think you can get like a tanning club coupon? You know, like I remember there used to be a lot more tanning places around, and you could get like the family pack, or you could go visit. I mean, think of all the size savings. You don't have to have the full bed, just sort of something about as big as a toaster. And, you know, you put the boys in there, and they come out, you know, nice and toasty brown, and your T levels are raised tremendously, at least according to the Foxy News, infomercial.
And, of course, what I've heard since then is that would probably actually lower your testosterone levels rather than increase them. And maybe we should be encouraging the Foxy Foxes to do that. And I don't know. It's just a whole world of ridiculous these days. And and good on the Biden administration for doing the whole disinformation, going against disinformation, and the Republicans are whining about that. The one I brought up is they talk about, oh, the open borders. The only people that have been whacking about open borders are the Republicans and the right-wing media, because the Biden administration certainly didn't say the borders are open. And let's look at the 300 Border Patrol agents that Biden wants to get employed, which is something that Trump did not do. He did not increase the size of the Border Patrol.
If Trump
to do something, he should have done that. He just wanted to scam people on the wall.
Well, Mark, you make a good point. But if you recall, Donald Trump actually had state governor send National Guard troops down to the border. And then there was the private effort spearheaded by his buddy Steve Bannon to, you know, grift people and get them to privately fund building a wall. But mostly it was privately funding Steve Bannon, apparently. Against my better judgment, the other CJ. Welcome back, CJ. What do you got?
Well, as I listen to you, I can't believe you don't have a problem with candidates like Cawthorn, or you do. Because you had Al Franken on earlier this week that resigned due to 8 women that he assaulted.
Mm. That's
no, beautiful.
That's not even true, man. There was pictures of him and a lady who became a right-wing supportive host, and they were inappropriate pictures, I have no doubt, CJ. But the only guy that made Al Franken quit was Al Franken. And I think, quite frankly, if he ran for re-election in Minnesota, he'd probably win a seat back.
Yeah, beautiful. Now we got an assaulter back in.
Come on, man. Your president had 20-plus credible accusers, CJ. Donald Trump was.
My grievance is actually that now the Hunter Biden and Harris do nothing administration has a misinformation leader like, Mayorkas doing such a brilliant job at the Department of Homeland Security, has a woman in there who promoted disinformation, and now she's the head of the
government. Dude, you just come over from the Fox News site? I mean, you're just reading down the page to me now. You going to watch me on Fox News Sunday, CJ?
All facts.
Nothing but facts on the Foxy News.
You're going on the number one news network, aren't you?
Well, the number one cable news network. There's a difference there, CJ.
Yeah, they have both sides of issues, and they prove it by having you on.
Well, you know, I'm the feckless liberal Marxist revolutionary to go take a beating for like 3 to 4 minutes.
You are the progressive Marxist liberal socialist, and consider yourself a Democrat, don't you? Or are you just a progressive?
Like, I'm sort of in and out of the party. I don't pay the dues, CJ. I just, you know, I just show up for the parties.
The Democrats are running us right now, and they're doing such a fabulous job. Biden. Yeah, 27 times he met with Hunter's companion. So how about
how many times did Trump meet with Putin, dude, before he was president? Just when he was trying to make a real estate transaction and what was it? Whatever the damn city is, Leningrad, St. Petersburg, I forget, Moscow, Trump Tower, Moscow. You know, it is ironic to me, and I'm not supportive of any leader that has been credibly accused of sexual abuse. Zero. I've got a zero tolerance policy for rapists like Donald Trump and Madison Cawthorn. And Al Franken, had he been accused credibly of raping a woman, CJ, you can bet your sweet ass he would have never appeared on The Devil's Advocates. But he didn't even touch the woman. He was photographed simulating fondling a sleeping woman's breasts, and she was wearing a flak jacket. So I don't think there would have been any actual skin-to-skin contact, if you know what I'm saying, CJ. Donald Trump was accused of raping a woman at Bergstrom's department store, and there's DNA evidence thereof. So, you know, you say tomato, I say your guy's a rapist. 844-967-2789. Let's talk about the mean girls of the GOP. You know, I bet they make CJ all hot and bothered. I'm talking, of course, about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her companion, Lauren Boebert. Oh, they are the mean girls. They're quite a pair. But what I did not realize, they're not really friends. In fact, right now, if you believe the headlines, they're warring with one another. And they had to be separated at a GOP conference. Hair pulling would have been soon and next. And a deep dive into squabbles that are pulling apart the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus. Beavers is the reporter in this case. Not, you know, nice beaver. I just had it stuffed. But Beavers is the reporter's name. Beavers reports that at a recent conference, the two had to be separated. According to the report, Perjury Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert look from outside like MAGA twins, both loathed by Democrats and their incendiary right-wing rhetoric. But inside the House GOP, they're not quite buddy-buddy. The report notes that Boebert fits in more with the thinking of her Republican colleagues. Boebert's the team player here, and she joined many of them in being furious with Greene over her appearance at a white national conference, well, you know, months ago. Here is a quote. Their confrontation grew so heated that at least one onlooker feared the Greene-Boebert back and forth might escalate beyond the verbal cage match into a real fight. Come back. We'll keep fighting. Dom and Ben Wickler are next.